I call this brief message Alive in Five. Do you have 5 minutes? I know you do. And this short message could change your life forever. It's rare that we reach a place in our life where we are forced to get out of the rat race for a time. A time that we can't work or do the normal things anytime we want, like we are accustomed to doing. But maybe there's a blessing wrapped in this time of uncertainty. In this world of fast foods and fast deliveries and fast everything, we are now forced to slow down. Stop dwelling on the COVID-19 for a minute and listen to me. Maybe God, in His mercy, has given us time to think about more important things than this virus. There are two things we must all do in life. One is live till we die, and the other is we have to make decisions every day, all day, while we're alive. Decisions, decisions, decisions. When we're young, we have to make decisions about who we're going to be friends with, what we will do after high school. Will we go to college, a trade school, or simply join the workforce? Who will be our wife or husband? Where will we live? The decisions go on and on. Decisions in all these areas are very important, but they are all temporary decisions. However, there is absolutely one decision in our life, from our first breath till our last breath, that is the most important decision we will ever make. That decision is where we will spend eternity. That decision is forever. Now, the Bible is clear that when our bodies are laid to rest, our souls will continue to live for an eternity. Our soul will never die. We are composed of three parts: a physical body, a soul, and a spirit, which is man's eternal nature. Now, let me be a little more clear about the makeup of our soul. Our soul is the place of our emotions, our passions, our desires, our intellect, our memories, our personal characteristics, and our free will. It is who we really are and always will be for an eternity. When our bodies die, our spirit and soul will raise up from the flesh and continue to live for an eternity. The Bible is also clear that there are only two places that our souls can go: heaven, to live in paradise with our Lord forever, or hell, a place of eternal punishment and separation from God forever for unforgiven sin. One thing that God has given all mankind is a free will. With that free will, we can choose where we will spend eternity. Let me make one thing perfectly clear. There will be no exit from hell, no way out, no second chance day. That is why it's so important in this life to receive the pardon that Father God extends to all through the cross of His Son Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who paid a price for sin He didn't commit with His own life. For us who have a sin debt, we can't pay. Now, I got some bad news and some good news. Romans 3:23 says, we have all, that's everyone ever born, we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Even one unforgiven sin will cause us not to be able to go to heaven. But here's some good news. Romans 10:9 says, if, do you hear me, if, which I consider to be the biggest word in the whole Bible, if you confess with your mouth, that means either say it or ask it, and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. Now that I have your attention, I want you to consider where you, yes, you will spend eternity, not someone else. I'm talking to you. Don't think that it's a coincidence you're listening today. You are listening by divine direction. Have you been too busy with stuff to make the most important decision anyone can ever make? If so, now is the time. Do not delay another moment. Look, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I know I'm not going to hell when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is offering me a pardon of my sins and a way to heaven through his shed blood and resurrection to eternal life, and that's the only way to heaven. It's time to get real. It's time to get right with God today, and you know it. I want you to follow me in this prayer of forgiveness right now. Dear Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the grave 3 days later to eternal life. Jesus, I confess I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. Wash me and cleanse me from sin this day with your shed blood. Come into my heart, Jesus, and be my Lord and Savior forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you have said this prayer today and meant it, note the day and the time. Write it down and put it in a safe place. Never forget that today you are now a born-again, blood-bought child of God that has made a reservation in heaven for an eternity. God bless you, my friends.